Tennessee Outstanding Young Woman. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. At the Farm Bureau Convention held early in December, Josie Miller from Loudoun County was named the Tennessee Young Farmer and Rancher Outstanding Young Woman.
I was definitely shocked to get that award. Hoped I had won my district at least, and that's about as far as I thought I would get. I'm sure everybody saw my face on stage. I was pretty well shocked that I got that and was really excited and honored to receive it.
Miller was chosen out of 28 contestants. She and her husband farm in partnership with her family in the Lenore City area of Loudoun County, where they raise beef cattle, hogs, hay, and vegetables. Miller's involvement in YF&R in her community netted her the top spot in the competition. The
past several years, my husband and I have been really involved in YF&R activities, and I've sat on our Farm Bureau board for the past 2 or 3 years, serving as our YF&R chairman. And I've been a part of many different committees, our Farm Day committee, our scholarship committee. The involvement in those things has led to state-level involvement.
And the Outstanding Young Woman is chosen based on leadership, community, and YF&R involvement, as well as civic engagement. Miller says the YF&R program as a whole is something all young people in agriculture should be involved in.
I feel like the Young Farmer and Rancher program is extremely important, if not a necessity, to emerging 4-H and FFA members from college and even from high school, too. They can get involved when they're 18. I think it's a key resource. They can make friends from all over the state, get resources from other people. If they go to YF&R event, they've got a common interest in the field of agriculture, of course, but another common interest in that we're all around the same age.
Congratulations to Miller and all YF&R winners from the convention. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.